Good evening, and welcome to Midnight Audio Theater, a weekly program bringing you new and original audio dramas, be they adventure, mystery, sci-fi, or comedy. I'm your host, Kathy Ranella. Tonight, we've got a full dose of Byron and Twin Stars ahead of us, so time to jump right in.
You're listening to Audio Theater in a Darker Shade. This is DarkerProjects.com. Now our feature presentation.
Director, he's here. He's in the complex.
Thank you, Mr. Higgins. The cameras are still working.
But he's heading right for your office, sir. Is there anything you want us to do?
I suspect anyone foolish enough to get in his way may wind up dead before the day is out. Make sure his pathway is kept clear of all personnel.
Are you certain, sir?
Quite certain. We won't win this conflict by force of arms, I'm afraid.
Good luck, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Higgins, but I never did believe in luck. Right on schedule.
Would you be Nicholas Angel?
Yes, I am. And I take it you're Byron.
Where is she?
Safe, for the moment. Would you care for a drink? I have some very fine Napoleon brandy.
There is no such thing as Napoleon brandy. Brandy decays in the bottle. If you did have anything from the Napoleonic era, it would be undrinkable by now.
Fine, then. Would you care for some fine wine, perhaps?
No, thank you. Just tell me where I can find Miss Sparrow, and I'll leave you in peace.
And if I don't?
Do you really want to find out?
I would, to be honest. Our records, where you are concerned, are somewhat lacking. We're not entirely certain just what you can and cannot do.
And just who is we? You're not with the Order, I take it.
The Order is nothing more than a disorganized group of religious fanatics. You'll find we are far better prepared to deal with unknowns such as yourself.
You still haven't answered my question. Who is we?
You could say we're an initiative created by the United States government.
And the difference between you and the Order is what again?
Don't be glib. But to answer your question, we do not see you as a threat.
You don't?
Not at all. More of a future potential yet to be harnessed.
All right. Then why did you kidnap my associate?
Because I needed some leverage. I want you to do a task for us. One which my people say you may be quite suitable for.
I'm not interested. Give me Miss Sparrow or I'll...
You'll do nothing at all. If you do anything, and I mean anything against me, poor Miss Sparrow dies. And we both know you can't afford that. Not when you have yet to figure out just what she's becoming.
People who try to use me tend to end up dead.
As I told you, we're part of the United States government. We're better prepared.
You should tell that to your troops in Iraq.
Iraq is nothing but a smokescreen for a larger operation. But you don't need to know about that. Now then, are you just going to stand there? Or do as I ask of you?
What do you want?
Welcome to the nerve center, Byron.
What did you do? Rip off the stage set of the Death Star or something?
Oh, this is nothing. You should see our complex under the Denver airport. From here, we're able to monitor a great deal of activity around the world using satellite tracking systems.
Wow. Can you play World of Warcraft on it? No. Wait. Let me guess. You're more into Guild Wars.
Did you know a few years ago a young woman caused the destruction of her hometown in Southern California? All that was left behind was this giant pit.
Remind me not to get her angry with me. Odd. You think someone might have noticed a giant hole in the earth like that and reported it?
People have. We're simply making sure the news doesn't reach the wrong ears. A lot like that vampire fellow from New Orleans who's been publishing his chronicles. We've gone through great steps to ensure people believe them to be only works of fiction.
Which vampire fellow would that be?
I forget his name. I think it starts with an L. Lestat or something like that. Then there are the hunters. People outside standard channels who've taken it upon themselves to play judge, jury, and executioner on anything that's outside the norm.
Sounds like they'd get along well with the Order.
Some of them do. Unfortunately, a party of hunters recently caused a number of demons to escape from a hell pit in Wyoming. We might need your help there.
Is that why you've brought me here?
No. This is why I arranged for your visit. Some weeks ago, our friends over in England conducted an experiment that has had some unforeseen consequences.
Why do I always get uneasy when someone says unforeseen consequences?
I don't know. Perhaps you should seek therapy and find the root of that problem.
Funny man. How about we get on with this?
Sadly, we didn't realize what they were doing until it was too late. By then, it was far too late for us to stop them.
Stop them doing what, exactly?
We're not certain. That is where you come in. I want you to go to England and find out, then report back to us.
Where in England?
The Isle of Dogs. Our forces, with the help of the British military, have been able to cut the area off. However, every team we sent in to find out what is happening
has mysteriously never returned. Gee, like this has never happened before. So this is why you came to me.
Exactly. You find out what's going on in there, and we let you and Miss Sparrow go on your merry little way.
I see.
So, do we have a deal?
Director, we're over the drop site. You ready back there?
I got it from here. Thank you. Looks like we've arrived. You all set, Byron?
Just get the plane on the ground and I'll take it from there.
I didn't tell you, did I?
Tell me what?
Oh, you'll find out. You're not going dressed in that, are you?
What's the matter with the way I'm dressed?
All that black is sort of morbid. The whole goth thing is kind of passé. I'd figured you'd go in one of our uniforms or something.
Thank you, but I'd rather not.
Your call. Well, then, I guess you should get going.
So we're landing?
Not exactly. You see, although we're helping the British with their problem, we don't want them to know we're snooping about. It could cause some unpleasantry in our ongoing relationship with their government.
Meaning what?
Pleasant landings, Byron.
Whoa. Whoa, wait. I'm not ready. I don't even have a... So, there I am, several hundred feet above the Isle of Dogs, and dropping like a stone. And all of this without a parachute. How bloody difficult. This is going to hurt. A lot.
Going to be stiff.
in the morning. Oh. Oh, you better be worth this, Chris. Everything was quiet. Painfully quiet. The wind passing between the building was the only sound to be heard. I pulled out a small map that Director Angel had given me. Marked with a bright red X was the location of where the experiment had taken place. I started to make my way there. And that's when I noticed the first of the bodies. I suspected he'd been a bike messenger because of the helmet that he still wore. Well, that and the busted-up motor scooter laying on the road nearby. The body lay in a fetal position, a look of abject horror forever frozen on his face. The man had died in terror. There were other bodies nearby, dozens of them, all with the same expression of terror. I couldn't help but wonder what had done this, and why. That's when the bike messenger got back up. He wasn't a zombie. Well, not in the classic I'm-going-to-eat-your-brains sense of the word. But it was obvious that the body was being reanimated and used by some external force, and it was looking right at me.
I watched your arrival in the city. I found it strange.
I was practicing my swan dive. Seems I missed the pool.
You are not human.
Really? I wonder what gave it away.
Who are you?
Byron. Now then, who am I speaking with?
Zagan.
Zagan?
Zagan.
What sort of a name is Zagan? I was half expecting something along the lines of Korg the Blood Drinker, or Wraith the Destroyer of Worlds. But you're just Zagan. Rather comes across as, well, meek, dull, milquetoast.
Your manner of speech is offensive. Though you seem confident, I sense fear in you.
Truth of the matter was, Zagan was dead on with that. I was afraid. I have lived a very long life, been and seen many things. But never in my travels had I encountered or heard of a being called Zagan. For the first time in countless centuries, I was dealing with a something that was a complete unknown. Forgive me for asking, but what exactly are you, Zagan?
The First.
The First. That's not really an answer. The First of what?
The First of Many.
It was then that the dead bodies around me began to stir. Not with life. Something else. Something malevolent. Their movements were jerky and stiff at first, but slowly every corpse around me began to stand on its feet. And like Zagan, they were all staring at me.
We have been alone, locked away in the dark of the labyrinth, for endless millennium, waiting.
Waiting for what?
Opportunity. The time of returning.
Returning? You've been here before?
In ages long since past, we were first.
We were first. As he said those words, I knew just what I was up against, what Zagan and the others were, and just how royally screwed I was. I did the only thing I really could, given the circumstances. I ran. I ran as fast as I could. They all ran after me, screaming and crying out, all with one goal: to tear me to pieces. Now, if you think just because I was able to survive a fall from a plane, I would have nothing to worry about, you would be wrong. Dead wrong. There are forces in reality that no one, and I mean no one, should ever face alone. And I was up against a whole race of them. My only thought was I had to get away as far from here as possible, but how? And more to the point, where? Pretty soon, what was starting here at the Isle of Dogs was going to spread across the face of the world. There would be no place safe to hide, nowhere safe from them. Even in my own realm with my brother and sisters, I would not be safe, not for long.
In here, quickly!
Outside in the daytime. It's not safe in the light.
I ran out of Miracle Whip, and a sandwich just isn't a sandwich without the tangy zip of Miracle Whip.
Huh? What are you talking about?
Never mind. And you are?
Oh, Penny. Josephine Penny. Everyone calls me Joe. Who are you?
Byron. Well, everyone calls me Joe. Thank you very much for the help, but I have to be on my way.
Didn't you hear what I just said? It's not safe to move around in the daylight. I should know. I've been trying to get out of the city for over a week. But every time I get near one of those parties, it and everyone near it jump up and come after you.
So I've gathered. It's why I have to get to the source of this, to try and stop it.
Stop it? You can't stop this. This is some kind of infection or something, right? You know, like in that film, 28 Days Later.
Believe me, this is no infection.
It's not?
Not even close.
So, if I get bitten by one of them, I won't turn into some crazy rage-filled monster?
No, you won't.
Well, that's a relief. One of them scratched my arm the other day. I've been worried I was going to get sick.
Trust me, Joe. If I'm right, what's going on outside is going to be a hell of a lot worse.
You're joking, right?
No. They can only inhabit a dead body. A living body has a soul, so in a way the body is already occupied. But after death, the soul is gone, leaving behind a vessel they can take over. But that's not the bad part.
You want to tell me what the bad part is?
Someone opened a door.
Oh, I see. Zombies being inhabited by a demonic soul is not so bad as someone opening a door. Yes, that makes perfect sense. You're a total nutter, aren't you?
I truly wish I was at times. It would make everything so much easier. Okay, try and follow me here. There is a realm beyond this one. Not heaven, not hell. Someplace dark. Long ago, there was a vast conflict in heaven. A war between the seraphim.
Seraphim?
Angels. God had done something a lot of them didn't like. He'd created a new race. One he loved more than them. Humanity.
You really are nutter, aren't you?
Just listen, will you? At the end of this conflict, God cast these seraphim out of heaven. Many fell with their leader Lucifer, or Logan, depending on whom you ask. But according to another legend, God cast the worst offenders into a place called the Labyrinth.
Labyrinth? You mean a maze?
Yes. An endless maze that winds around and around itself with no end. There he locked the seraphim away without a means to escape. Until now, that is.
So, how many of these seraphim are there?
Billions. Hundreds of billions. All of them seeking a way to free themselves. That's what's happened. The experiment must have given them a way here. I have to find out what that is and stop it.
How?
Oh, I don't know. Not yet. But if I don't, this is going to look like a warm-up act at a goth metal concert. There won't be anything strong enough to stop them once they come in force.
What about God? Wouldn't he stop them again?
Don't bet on it. God is really big on the non-interference thing. If billions of seraphim break through to Earth and wipe everything out in the process, well, in his eyes, that's just how the dice were rolled.
He'd let all life on Earth be destroyed.
Hey, he didn't lift a finger to save his own son. In his eyes, he's done his part. The rest is up to everyone else. Stand with or against him.
Oh, please. You sound like one of those extreme fundamentalists.
Believe me, Joe, no one has God sorted out. Especially the fundamentalists. I need to get moving.
It's still not dark yet. It's not safe.
What do you care? You think I'm a... Well, how did you put it? A total nutter.
I still think you are, but, well, some of the things you said make a sort of sense.
They do?
Yeah. You see, we are not the only survivors around here.
You've met others?
Not met so much. On top of one of the buildings, there's this group of people. They're doing things. Bad things.
Like what?
I think I should show you. These stairs go up to a landing at the top of the building. As long as we're quiet, we should be safe. Come on. from up here?
Just about. I wish I'd brought my junior scout's telescope along. What are they doing? My God. They're making a sacrifice.
They do this every day at dusk. I thought they were Satanists or something. That was until I noticed the zombies never bothered them. They can walk around the city in daylight and nothing touches them. Anyone they find, they light on fire at night and toss over the side of the building.
Of course. It gives them power. Being locked away for all these eons will have left the Seraphim in a weakened state. But by worshipping them and making these sacrifices, they're feeding them, making them more powerful. That's why they haven't swarmed the planet. They're not powerful enough to do it yet. That gives me a chance.
To do what?
Stop them, obviously. Now I just need to...
And what do we have here? Magus will be so pleased.
You have been listening to The Byron Chronicles, Episode 6, A Time of Returning, written by Eric Busby. Featured in the cast were Mark Brzee as Nicholas Angel, Ben Harmer as Agon, Laura Post as Joe Penny, Chris Snyder as Mr. Higgins, Zach Fester as the pilot, Eric Busby as the cultist, and David Alt as Byron. Music from the PodSafe Music Network and conducted by Ambient Light. Byron theme conducted by Kai Hartwig. This episode was produced and directed by Eric Busby. Post-production work by Eric Busby. This is Ben Odd, Darker Projects production. Visit us on the web at www.darkerprojects.com.
One man.
Detective Inspector Darian Tane.
One destiny.
An Imperial ship from before the fall.
To free humanity from the forces of tyranny.
You have been found guilty of crimes against the hegemony, and your sentence is death.
Darian Tane will pick up a battle standard cast down 300 years before, finding friends in unlikely places.
Still here, Elias? Thought you'd left the second we docked.
Where would I go?
Together, they will embark on a journey to free their people from Amsis oppression, uncovering along the way the sins that led to humanity's downfall, and reforging alliances long thought forgotten.
For the memory of a better time.
Thanks.
300 years of slavery, persecution, and tyranny are at an end.
Yes! Open space. Time to... jump!
Darker Projects invites you to join us for the adventure of a lifetime.
Whoa!
What?
Join us for the Falcon Banner.
Space. The Lost Frontier. The United Federation of Planets has been decimated by a catastrophe of galactic proportion. Once great empires have fallen into ruin or faded into the winds of history. In the wake of devastation, new factions arose, ruled by ruthless criminal guilds or opportunistic corporations. But the tattered remnants of Starfleet have one last chance to rise from the ashes and unite the Federation once more.
Star Trek The Lost Frontier. Coming soon, only from DarkerProjects.com.
Twin Stars, a science fiction audio adventure drama starring Greg Nugent as Imperial Naval Officer Albert Tyson and Melissa D. Johnson as the space pirate Zhang Ping'an. Two figures on opposite sides in a battle for the destiny of mankind's first empire of the stars. Also starring...
Tegan Harris as Esther.
Ty Konzak as Kip.
Fiona Thrale as Lady Whitcomb.
Abner Cenaries.
Al Asioci as Lady Ash.
Also starring Kathy Ranella as Ensign Helgi, Quentin Boyd as Keith Alstead, and Kimlin P. Tran as the computer. Tonight's episode, Reversal of Fortune.
Log of Acting Captain Albert Tyson, Imperial Year 27-18, Day 210. The crystal leaf is en route to the Hephaestus system to deliver an emissary to the summit to be held there in 2 days' time. Admiral Veers has entrusted me with this mission and has given me command of the ship by my own request. After the incident on Federin, I wanted people I could trust for such a sensitive mission, and the Leaf was sitting in a space dock without a captain. The crew was surprised to see me, to say the least, but they are eager for action, and they're glad to be moving again. I can't say I blame them. I'm a little tired of planet-side life myself. Report.
3 hours to the jump point, Captain.
Thank you, Ensign Helgi. Where's the XO?
In the navigation room, sir. It's going over our course.
I thought as much. Carry on, Ensign. I'll be in the navigation room as well.
Yes, sir.
Now entering a low-gravity area. Please watch your step.
Kip? Kip, where are you?
Up here, Al. Behind the Pegasus cluster. Just checking our course.
Kip, I thought we went over this already.
We did, but you know me, Al. Just trying to find the best route. Something up?
Kip, there's something I want to discuss with you. It's about our mission.
Hey, Captain, you're the noble. I'm just a regular guy who's here to follow orders. You tell me what to do and I'll do it.
Kip, I picked you because I trust you. And it's time I trusted you all the way. I want you to know our real mission in case anything happens to me.
Our real mission?
Yes. But what I'm about to tell you can never leave this room. Understand?
Oh, Al, hold a sec here. Okay, there. I sealed this off from the internal communication system. So what gives?
Kip, when I told you we were delivering the emissary to the conference, I was telling you the truth, but not all of it. The truth is we're doing something that could cost us our commissions, and maybe even our lives if we're caught.
Al, you didn't steal the leaf to go rescue your girlfriend or something, did you?
Be serious, Kip. We're on a secret mission for Admiral Veers. We're taking the emissary to a meeting of some of the most powerful people in the Empire for a peace conference.
Well, sounds good, but why is it so secret?
How much do you know about what happened to the Emperor?
Let's see. Died a few years ago, didn't leave an heir, so the Imperial Council took charge until they could find a new one, and have been doing a wonderful job ever since.
Good to see you're a loyal citizen of the Empire.
Of course, by wonderful job. I mean, if things get any worse, I'm going to be looking for a new job soon.
Things are pretty bad, aren't they?
Lieutenant, Captain. When I was on New Wellington, I got promised commissions by 5 different officers if I'd swear my loyalty to them and get my men to do the same. Every fleet's backing a different side, and all of them intend to win.
What did you do?
I told them where they could put their commissions, and if that they offered it again, I'd put them there personally.
I bet you would. Well, Kip, that's what this peace conference is for. Admiral Veers is trying to get together everyone who can stop this from turning into a civil war and hammer out a new deal. They're going to make the Imperial Council step down and hold open elections.
Sounds like more nobles playing games to me, Al. Open elections doesn't mean a lot for the rest of us.
I know, Kip, but it's a start. If we can get elections going, then we might be able to get people in charge who actually give a damn. We need to clean house. And we need to do it quickly before Saint Rail moves.
The Grand Admiral?
Yes. We're not the only one who sees trouble coming. But Grand Admiral Saint Rail thinks the only way to save the Empire is to give it a new Emperor. Himself. He's building up his forces. And if we can't get a coalition formed, He's just going to move in and declare martial law. There's even some people who say he's even encouraging the dissent and unrest so the people will welcome him when he does it.
So, how's the old lady fit in?
Captain, it's time for your appointment with the emissary.
Thank you, Esther. That, my friend, is what I'm about to find out.
Captain! Whitel!
Mr. Alstead, how can I help you?
Going somewhere important? Well, I just wanted to talk a bit.
I'm on my way to see the emissary. Would you care to walk with me?
Suits me fine. I was on my way back there myself. In case you're wondering, sir, I've got three of the girls on her right now. She's perfectly safe, even though I'm not there.
I never doubted it for a moment, Mr. Alstead. Although now I'm curious, where are your other two war robots?
Well, sir, let's just say I'm a cautious man. And a cautious man likes to know what's going on aboard the ship he's guarding. Got one of them cloaked in the mess hall, and the other out keeping an eye on things.
In the mess hall?
Registering the ship's crew, sir. I know you gave me access to the manifest when you hired me on as a security contractor. But I like to make my own records, if you understand me.
I do indeed. Well, I put this mission security in your hands, Mr. Alstead. So it's nothing less than I expected.
That's what I wanted to be talking to you about, mate. I didn't have the chance before to thank you for hiring me and the girls on and giving us a chance to get off Port Fedrin.
Don't worry about it, Mr. Alstead.
Well, still. Thank you, Captain.
You're welcome. Speaking of which, how is Emissary Whitcomb?
The old bird? Hard to say, really. She doesn't speak a whole lot. Spends her time on the observation deck, reading.
Do you know what she's reading?
Not my business, sir.
That's the answer I wanted to hear. Ah, Esther. Ready to meet the Emissary?
Yes, Captain.
Carry on, Mr. Alstead. Let's go, Esther.
Yes, sir. Good luck, Chief.
You seem nervous.
Lady Whitcomb has been the head of the Imperial Trade Guild for over 100 years, Esther. She's one of the most powerful women in the galaxy. Not only that, she's likely the key to our mission's success. If we fail, the Empire's days may be numbered in weeks.
Tyson, whether she likes you or not will have little effect on her resolve to help our mission. Sir Fawn always considered her a most unpredictable woman.
You've met her before, Esther? Will she know you?
She may, although I doubt she will acknowledge me. Sir Fawn has had many dealings with her, most of them not in his favor. She is extremely careful and intelligent, Tyson, but she respects strength. If you show her you're strong, she will likely respect you.
If it were only that simple. All right then, Esther. Let's go. Lady Whitcomb. I'm...
Captain Tyson, yes, I know. Captain, do you know how long I've spent sitting here since I came aboard?
No, ma'am. I'm afraid I don't.
3 hours and 12 minutes. And do you know why I chose to sit here?
I can't say I do.
I felt it was the best place for you to come and introduce yourself. Do you have an excuse for your lateness, Captain? Why was I not welcomed when I first came aboard?
My lady, I have a ship to run.
No, Captain, your executive officer has a ship to run, while you prance around and pretend to do important things. I have been on a military ship before, Captain. I am well aware of how they work.
My apologies, my lady. You are right, of course. I should have come to see you earlier.
Yes, you should have. Now, are you going to stand there sweating, or are you going to sit down before you collapse?
Thank you, your ladyship. May I ask if there's anything you need? Has everything been taken care of for you?
If it wasn't, you would already have known about it, young man. When will we arrive at the summit location?
In about 2 days, ma'am. Speaking of the summit, I wanted to ask you on your opinion of things. What do you think of Admiral Veer's plan, ma'am?
He will fail.
Ma'am? If you really believe that, then why are you here? You must believe in some part of it.
I believe that he will fail, young man. I don't believe this mission is without merit, however. I think it can be a very profitable chance for all involved who wish to see the light.
The light, ma'am?
How about you, Captain? Where do you think your future is?
With the service, ma'am.
But which service? Whose service? There may be many of them soon. Who do you want to be your master?
Admiral Veers, ma'am. He's the only one who believes in his people and is trying to do the right thing.
And when he's gone? Who will you serve then, Lieutenant Tyson?
I hadn't really considered that, ma'am.
You may want to. Powerful friends are good to have, young man, especially in troubled times. Now, I believe you're busy, so I'll let you go.
Yes, ma'am. If there's anything I can do, please let me know.
Of course.
Esther, what just happened there?
I believe she likes you.
Could have fooled me.
We're nearing the jump point to Nantel now, sir. Awaiting your orders.
Activate the jump drive, Anson. Drive us back to normal space.
Yes, sir. Activating the jump drive.
I hope you're right about this, Kip. I promised the emissary we'd be there on time.
Captain, stop worrying. I plotted us the best course I could, and Vantown's the quickest route.
Easy for you to say. Here we go. Hold on.
Anson, report.
We're through, sir. We've exited into Nanto system space. All systems read nominal.
What the hell?
Ensign?
Sir, we've just been hit. The drive section's been cored. Atmosphere is venting. Auto sealing systems engaging.
Kip, who are they?
Checking. Al, there's two cutters sitting on either side of the jump point. No ID signals.
Pirates. Or...
It could be either.
I'm betting on or. Ensign, can we move?
No, sir. They put a shot right through us. We're dead in space.
We could fight.
Two against one. And in any case, we'd be stranded here even if we managed to win. We can't afford to be late.
Afraid of the old lady?
Something like that. Kip, call Mr. Olsted to the bridge. And send Helgi, shut down all power to our weapon systems. Let me know as soon as they start to move in on us.
They're gonna board us?
They're going to try.
So, what are we gonna do, Al? We can't let them have the emissary.
We're not going to. We're going to take her with us. Tell all hands to start preparing for a boarding action.
Don't you mean to defend against boarding?
No. Kip, if we're going to make our schedule... We're going to need another ship.
You don't mean...
Yes. We're going to take one of theirs.
All systems are down, sir. Their whole grid is offline.
Move alongside them. Tell the Firethorn we're moving in and to stand guard. Tell Major Garrett and his men to prepare, and remind him I need the old lady alive.
Captain Cole, the Major asks, what do you want to do with the ship's crew?
Tell him Saint Rail wants no witnesses. Grab the lady, scuttle the ship.
He understands. It will be done.
Pity we don't have more time. I'd have liked to interrogate them and find out what they know.
Major Garrett could capture the ship's captain for you,
if I inform him of your desires?
No, no. Orders are orders. I doubt they know much that the Grand Admiral doesn't already. The lady will tell us the rest.
You wanted to see me, Captain?
A moment, Mr. Olstead. Ensign, the moment they launch infiltrator units, I want to know. Clear?
Yes, sir.
Infiltrator units? Who's launching those boats at us?
Imperial cutters. Two of them. Captain thinks they're Navy commando ships.
You said you were worried about internal troubles, Captain.
Which is why I need you. My own chief of security was killed 2 months ago and hasn't been replaced yet, as the ship wasn't cleared for active duty. I need someone to organize a counterattack. More specifically, I want to capture that ship when it comes to board us.
Captain, I'm just a street man. You need someone protected, a little street operation, then I'm your man. This is out of my league.
I don't expect you to do it alone, Mr. Olstead. I'll be working with you.
Sir, they've launched infiltrator units. ETA is 7 minutes.
Gentlemen, here's what's going to happen. When those infiltrator units arrive here, they're going to latch onto the ship's hull and begin trying to take over the ship's internal systems. Once they've disabled our internal defenses, they'll enter the ship and begin moving through the ship to seize our key control areas. When they are done, one of those two cutters will move in and dock with us so their commandos can move in and finish their orders, which may or may not include us being alive. That is going to be our window. Once they're docked, they can board us, but we can also board them.
Yeah, but won't they be swarming all over us?
They will, which is why I'm going to need help from Mr. Olstead's flowers. Mr. Olstead, are those war robots of yours cloaked against full-spectrum sensors?
Yep. No problem there. Nobody sees my girls that I don't want to.
Are they programmed for system infiltration?
Wouldn't be much good if they weren't, but they can't fly through space, Captain.
They won't need to. Kip, 1 minute before those infiltrators reach us, I want you to crash the reactor and shut down the ship. They were designed to take over live prey, not hulks. That'll put us on an equal footing with the infiltrators. All crew are to get into their smart suits and be issued weapons. They won't be very effective against the infiltrators, but we'll let our own security boss take care of that.
You got it, Al.
Captain, what about the emissary? How are you planning to keep the old lady safe?
By keeping us all alive, Mr. Olstead. By keeping us all alive. Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to split up into two groups, Squad A and Squad B.
Captain Cole, the infiltrator units have arrived at Crystal Leaf with no resistance. They report all ship systems are indeed dead.
Excellent. The shot must have crashed their reactor. You are an expert gunner, my dear.
Thank you, Master. The units await your orders to move in.
Yes, tell them they can enter the ship. Bring the Silverthorn into docking position, and have Major Garrett's men prepare to deploy. We'll dock as soon as the infiltrators sound the all clear.
As you wish, my master.
Is this really necessary?
Yes, ma'am, I'm afraid it is. All personnel must wear smart suits during a crisis, and the captain has asked that everyone be armed.
Young man, it's not that I've never handled a weapon before, but I do prefer to let others do the shooting for me. Where's that man you hired to guard me? Olstead, wasn't it?
The captain has him on other duties, and he asked me to keep an eye on you, ma'am. Don't worry. You're perfectly safe in here with the... Everyone quiet!
What was that?
Infiltrator unit. Don't worry, they're not looking for us. They're just heading for the control areas. We can't let them find us just yet.
Your captain is just letting them come aboard like that.
Yeah, well, the captain's got his own plan.
A very poor one from where I'm standing.
Lady, you don't know Al Tyson. If you did, you'd be sure he's as cool as a cucumber right now.
Esther, if I stop breathing, remind me to start again.
Why would you stop breathing, Tyson?
Too many things going on at once in my head. I keep wondering if I accounted for everything properly. We can't communicate with the others with the ship's link system down, so it's all going to come down to my timing. Either I planned it right and everything works, or I didn't, and we're already finished.
This is true. I too hope you did account for everything.
Thanks for the vote of confidence. Hand me the red detonator crystal.
Here.
Thanks. There. Okay, that's it. This one is rigged too. Let's get back to the rendezvous point.
Any word?
We have lost 8 of the infiltrator units in fighting with the ship security robots. However, the key systems of the Crystal Leaf are now ours.
Time for the personal approach, then. Extend the docking tubes and tell the Major to move in.
Sir.
All set.
Ready as we're gonna be.
Docking tubes. They'll be across shortly.
They will.
Ever used a battle array before, Mr. Olstead?
Can't say I have, mate.
Once it's activated, this model will protect you from weapons fire, some melee attacks, and generate a shock saber like so. It will also allow you to fly as long as there's a nearby object to push off of.
Nifty. Got it, sir. You had much experience in these kinds of actions.
Some. Although I admit to them being training exercises. Just stay with us, Mr. Olstead. Marines, are you ready?
Yes, sir!
Good. Now wait for my signal. They're opening the airlock hatchway now.
The Shaler's coming with us?
Esther is my squire, and I think we might need her. Don't worry. I asked her to keep an eye on you.
Gee, thanks. Heads up! We've got a squad of them flying in!
Wait until they round the corner. Steady, men! Steady!
Faster!
There they are! Flying right at us!
Esther, now!
Master, the detonator crystals have shorted their arrays. I hear no active fields, and they are for the most part unconscious.
Let's hope Kip's team fared just as poorly. Now, people, activate your arrays. We're going to fly right back down the docking tubes and take the ship before they know what hit them.
Master, I have lost contact with Major Garrett's unit.
What? Where were they?
They had just entered the enemy ship and were proceeding to... Master, I have unauthorized personnel aboard our ship. They have entered B-deck and G-deck through the docking tubes.
Through the docking tubes? What about the internal defenses?
Checking. Internal defenses seem to be offline. Master, someone has broken into our shipboard network and is subverting our systems.
Sound battle stations. Intruder alert.
That system has already been disabled, sir. I've lost shipboard communications and external communications with the Fire Throne as well.
Ash, find a way to communicate with the Fire Thorn. Let them know we need help. I'm going to go get this situation under control. Seal the bridge after I'm gone.
As you wish, Master. Please, Captain, be careful.
That's the first time you've said that to me, Ash.
It's the first time I felt you needed it, Master.
Kip!
Al! Good to hear you!
Olstead's androids have control of the ship communication grid and internal sensors.
Great, Al. We've got engineering. You know, for someone who doesn't like guns, that old lady's pretty scary in a firefight. We couldn't even hold her back!
Just keep an eye on her, Kip. We're on our way to the bridge, and as soon as we've acquired it, we'll need to be ready to fight. Get people manning as many positions as you can.
On it, Captain.
Mr. Olstead, I...
Captain, down!
Esther, see to him!
You must be Captain Tyson.
Stay back, people! May I have the honor of knowing your name as well, sir?
Colonel Roderick Cole, Imperial Special Operations.
That would explain your array. I've never seen one that color before.
I had it specially made. I use it for cleaning up the messes that others make.
Ah, I see. So we're outclassed and outpowered, is it? Nice to know Admiral St. Rail thinks so highly of us.
Don't flatter yourself, Captain.
On my mark, I want you to open fire on his head with your sidearms.
Now, how about we settle this like gentlemen? You and I for control of the ship.
Honor is for those who can afford it, Colonel. I don't have that luxury. Stand aside, and we'll treat you fairly.
Oh, we both know the answer to that, Captain Tyson. Let's get on with this. Hee-yah!
Tyson!
Now, do it!
Well, I'll be damned! Our fire blinded him so he couldn't parry the captain's attack!
Sneaky, mate. It also weakened the array field from the looks of things. Letting your blow get through that tough bugger shell.
Well played, Captain Tyson.
Thank you, Colonel. Someone check him. The rest of you with me. Mr. Olstead, can you move?
Yeah, Captain. Just had the wind knocked out of me, is all.
Good. Let's move it, people. We have a bridge to take.
Colonel Cole's not responding to my links, and I've lost any access to shipboard systems. I failed. But I will avenge him. I will manually destroy the ship if I need to.
What kind of a bridge is this? Where are all the control panels? It's just a chair. Where is everyone?
Men, target the blast glass display above us. I know you can hear me. Come down from there now. Slowly.
The kid get hit in the head during the fight? Who's he talking to?
This is your second and only warning. Men, prepare to open fire on my command. Ready? 3, 2...
There was some kind of command port up there. Captain knew about it.
You do not scare me.
I didn't think I would. But you want to know what happened to your master, don't you?
Can you tell me what has become of him?
He's badly wounded. The guards will take you to him.
Sir? I'm not sure how I can fly this thing.
You can't, Ensign. This is a hyperspace navigation system, which means it can only be piloted by a squire. May I?
Do it quickly. The Firethorn will be getting nervous.
Please, Ensign. Hold my clothes.
Yes, Mum.
They don't design them like that anymore.
I am configuring the control pod to my settings. However, I would appreciate it if Mr. Olstead would have the ship systems returned to the bridge.
Mr. Olstead?
Done and done, Captain.
Esther?
Control has been restored. Sir, the Firethorn is indeed hailing us. Should I answer?
No. Leave them in the dark. Esther, how long to open a hyperspace window and get us out of here?
It seems they were preparing to leave as quickly as possible. The drive is already charged and waiting, Tyson.
You look worried, Captain.
I am, Ensign. They knew to ambush us here, which means they knew where we were going. Our destination was a secret meeting, but it's been exposed. That means the people we're supposed to meet are walking into a trap.
Can we warn them?
If we get there in time. Kip, everyone aboard?
All crew present accounted for, sir.
Let's get out of here before that other ship catches on. Esther, set course for the meeting coordinates and shift into hyperspace on my mark. Everyone ready? Now, jump into hyperspace!
Twin Stars, Book 1, Episode 6, Reversal of Fortune. Opening music by Peter Chen. Closing music, Victorious Day by Maestro Rage. Other music from Kevin MacLeod, IncomTech.com, Newgrounds.com, and the Apple iLife Jingles Collection. Sound effects found on the Freesound Project, Soundsnap.com, the Apple iLife Sound Effects Collection, and purchased from SoundEffectsLibrary.com. This show and all its characters within are copyright 2008 Robin Patterson, all rights reserved. This step into audio adventure and more can be found at KungFuActionTheater.com. Kung Fu Action Theater, audio, action, adventure!
You just heard Twin Stars Episode 6, Reversal of Fortune by Kung Fu Action Theater. Before that, we had The Byron Chronicles Episode 6, A Time of Returning by Darker Projects. For more information about these series, visit KungFuActionTheater.com and DarkerProjects.com. You've been listening to Midnight Audio Theater on WCBE 90.5 FM, Central Ohio's NPR station, broadcasting from Levesque Tower and over the web at wcbe.org. That's it for tonight. Be sure to tune in next week for more Byron and Twin Stars as we near the end of both seasons. Same bat time, same bat channel. I'm Kathy Ranella. BBC World News is up next.